Our guest in the cafe this morning is Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I read here recently you all passed a new master plan for your municipal airport, Jones Field. Tell me about that.
We did, and it is an exciting plan. One of the things that we noted we needed was some new hangars, airport hangars, though we've just added 12 more. They're all full, and we still have a waiting list. So we decided to go ahead and look at our airport as a whole, took that master plan, and now they found an area where we can elongate that runway from 4,000 feet to 5,000 feet, which puts us into jet range where we can get jets in there. And we thought the 4,000 was our greatest distance, but our runway can go to 5,000 now, which really ups the fuel consumption of Jet A fuel, and et cetera. And it's going to be a real boon to this airport. All kinds of things, including a new terminal building, a new runway, parallel runway, or taxiway, parallel taxiway is what I'm trying to say. And the airport, of course, means a lot to Bonham. We have a lot of general aviation as well as some company aviation there now. We have some folks that are interested in private hangars, building their own hangars and leasing the land on the airport from the city. So a lot of good things are happening at our airport.
If you were able to bring jets into that airport, what would that mean to the airport and the city?
Well, that has a lot to do with those folks that have jets that and companies, and it allows them and their corporate people to spend the day in Bonham, Texas, and be able to go home at night, which is a big thing. And all of our state people coming in for various things for our city, that just is at all a betterment for our city.
Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't have to land in Dallas and then drive up to Bonham that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is a 20-year plan?
It's a 20-year plan, but most of that work is done in the first 15.
I see.
And it is augmented a lot by TxDOT Aviation, which helps with the FAA funding. And a lot of that funding is 75% and 90% funding with the city. So it's easily doable.
I see. I was going to ask you about that. We're talking with Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. They have a new master plan for the Jones Field Municipal Airport in Bonham. So you do have a funding plan, and you're going to be able to get some help from Texas Department of Transportation and the federal government then.
Exactly.
That is certainly encouraging. Well, when would some of this work start?
Well, we need to, as a city council, take it up. We've taken up the new plan, and we've approved it. So now what we've got to do is get our airport board moving and get the city council moving in order to bring these things to be, because they're really needful, and it's like our hangars. We need more hangars. We need some private hangars, so we need to get those done, because people are standing in line with their money saying,
"Yeah,
when's this going to be done?"
Almost out of time again, but you have a big event coming up Saturday, May 5th, and that's your annual Heritage Day. Tell me about that.
We have a lot of vendors that are online already, ready to go. If you're not a vendor and you would like to be, you can call Judy Teller at 903-583-0302, and she will be glad to help you get to be a vendor at this Heritage Day. There's usually 3,000 to 5,000 people here just milling around that day, doing things. There's entertainment all day long, a lot of things happening. And it's a big time in Bonham.
Okay, great. So that's just on the near horizon, Saturday, May 5th, Heritage Day in Bonham. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Very good. Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.